Now, it takes guts to get your gear off, and it takes guts to talk about mental health. That's the slogan for the Naked Farmer organization, which was founded by Ben Brooksby. It all started as a social media campaign to promote farming, but has ended up as a not-for-profit organization with a huge following online. The cheeky but tasteful nude pictures show the men and the women on the land in their element. To talk about how this project was born and how we can support the cause is the Naked Farmer himself, Ben Brooksby. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. First up, tell us about the Naked Farmer. What's it all about?
Yes. So as you said there, the Naked Farmer, you know, it takes guts to get your gear off, and it takes guts to talk about mental health, and that's exactly what we're about. We're trying to promote getting people to talk about mental health, and of course we do our projects each year. We do a tour each year, and we produce a calendar as well, which is to raise money for the Rural Flying Doctor Service, Rural Mental Health, because they do amazing stuff in the mental health space. So we're focused on mental health as much as possible and get farmers talking and in a very unique way as well.
Now, I'm definitely curious, how did you come up with the concept for this campaign in the first place?
Yeah, so that actually all started from that photo of me in the back of a truck full of lentils. And like you said, at the start, it was all about educating, you know, people where their food and fibre comes from. And I was sitting on the tractor and I was planting those same lentil seeds back in the ground for the next year. And I thought, why not dedicate a page to, you know, an Instagram page dedicated to naked farmers? And, you know, when you scroll through your social media and you see a photo of a naked farmer, you're going to stop and you're going to read about it. So it gets people's attention, doesn't it? So, so our aim was to, you know, educate, you know, town and city people on where their food and fibre comes from and get them to appreciate that. And then within the first couple of weeks, it just blew up, and the people that were actually following the page was farmers themselves. And I thought, why not dedicate, you know, this social media platform for something positive? And something that means a lot to me is mental health. I've, you know, lost an uncle and a lot of friends to mental health, and I've gone through my own anxiety and depression battles. So it's something that I'm extremely passionate about, and that's where it all began.
It's definitely an important issue, and it sounds like an absolutely amazing campaign. You've just finished up the South Australian campaign. What were some of the highlights?
Oh, yeah, we just did, every corner of SA, and it was absolutely amazing catching up with these farmers. Or highlights, Kangaroo Island was definitely one of those highlights. It was amazing, amazing place there. I'm keen to get there for a holiday, actually. So that was a big eye-opener there, especially with the bushfire that they recently battled there. And then we visited an oyster farmer, pig farmer, garlic farmer. I went up to a union acre station as well. So we definitely saw a good variety. And you can't forget the avo farmer as well. It was good to get a few free avos, especially with the price of them at the moment. So
can't complain there.
No, you can't, can you? But no, it was so great to see such a bigger range of farmers, and you know, even though we are all in agriculture, but there's such a diverse range of industries within agriculture. So it's amazing to see that, you know, we all band together, we're all in this together. And, you know, mental health, I know the statistics are 1 in 4 people are affected with mental health, but I believe that number is 100%. At some point in your life, you will you know, have some sort of mental health challenge yourself, whether you know it or not, and whether you can notice the signs yourself. So it's just one of those things that we're all in this together, and we need to really shine a light on it.
Do you think that people in rural and regional areas are starting to be more open when it comes to issues of mental health?
100%. And I have seen this change over the past 3 years that the Naked Farmer has been going, and it's slowly, slowly getting that, you know, stigma down, but we've got a long way to go, but it's a starting point, and we are getting there. But, you know, we see that on the tour as well. You know, people are a lot more open to talk about it, especially once they learn about what the Naked Farmer is. You'll be amazed with how many people, you know, come forward and start talking about it, and especially at the events that we do, in different places as well. So it's extremely heartwarming to see that it is having an impact, and it's as the people that follow and you know, support the Naked Farmer that are making the real difference. I'm just sort of putting it all together, but it's really them to thank and pat on the back for all of this.
Absolutely. And for people who are listening, who are now incredibly interested about this campaign, how can people support the cause and learn more about it?
Yeah, so you can visit our social medias. We've got Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. You can also jump on the website, which is www.thenakedfarmerco.com.au. And on there, we've actually got our pre-sales that started today as well. So for our calendars, and that's to raise money for the Rural Fine Doctor Service, Rural Mental Health. So, yes, please support any way you can. And if, you know, if you can't afford something like that at the moment, just, you know, a nice share of an image or whatever, that is starting conversations. So that's how you can help.
Wonderful. Thank you so, so much for joining us and telling us about the program, and best wishes for future campaigns and whatever avocados and cool things you get to see.
No worries. Thank you very much for that.